Hello, and welcome to the daily Lenten prayer service of First Presbyterian Church of Allentown. I am Pastor Catherine Foster. I'm one of the pastors here at First Pres Allentown, and I'm the minister for pastoral care. So today, we're going to talk about this. This is the question: is there a difference between offering protection and offering care? What is the value of both? So to begin, what I did was I asked Google AI. I think they call that Copilot. This was the response. Yes, there is a difference. Protection is geared toward prevention of negative outcomes, and care is promoting health and wellness on a daily support basis, emotional comfort and long-term assistance. So protection is preventing a negative outcome, and care is promoting something to happen in the future. So I don't know. It's AI. Do you think they're correct? They sounded correct to me. As a former community health nurse, I've seen this kind of language before, promotion and prevention. So, it's not new to me, although sometimes these two things can get blurred. And protection can be ongoing, even if you're trying to prevent something and it's not being prevented. At some point, though, the process becomes care as well, and both are needed for people and prosperity in this world. Both are valuable. So are there specific oppressed groups, maybe, of people that need protection on an ongoing basis and care? Well, maybe. And they should receive that special protection, shouldn't they? Until it stops. Everywhere stops. I think few would argue that this world and its social structure can be difficult at times for certain types of people, certain groups of people. And take this ongoing war, for example, in the Middle East. It's been going on for, gosh, how long? Long time. It's not a healthy environment there. And, every day people are dealing with the possibility of bombs being dropped on them. I don't think that here in the United States, we can really imagine that. I mean, why do we do this to each other? Both the Hebrew and the Arabic word for peace is shalom or salam, very close together. They use this in daily conversation, say hello and goodbye, peace, wholeness, that's what it means. And the root of this word is SLM, which means whole or safe, which is protection and care, safety and wholeness. Why can't we get there? Maybe it's only a whisper when we say it of, this is what we want. In that word, I see both protection and care. And it seems like by using it, we want it. Use it here too, shalom. We need it. God knows it. And it might seem impossible, but we still dream of it. Wholeness, protection, safety, care. We talk about it. It would make us all happier if we had that, wouldn't it? And that's the value of doing it, that it can make the world a better place and make us all happier. A few weeks ago, one of these video posts here at First Pres quoted Mother Teresa as saying, if you can't feed 100 people, then just feed one. And she wasn't talking about your family. She was talking about someone else, someone you don't know. She was talking about your community, someone out there, outside of your circle, who needs your care and protection for well-being. There are so many needs out there. If you can do more with that, then do it. If you can't, it's fine. But we all desire a better world of value, care, and protection. Not just for ourselves, but for all people. When all people have it, we all have it. And that is the answer to the value. Wholeness and safety. Shalom. Salam. It's work for all of us to do because we haven't reached it yet. Shall we pray for that? Almighty God, who in Jesus Christ came to earth to show us the way to wholeness and peace so that we would find protection and care, show us better ways. Urge us to more excellent insight and self-reflection so we might attain the realm of the gospel of peace you proclaimed so long ago. Give us wisdom to understand we must provide care and protection for each other if we want a better world. You will help, but we must do the work. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Shalom. Salam.